Okay, good evening. We're going to continue. It's Lamed Bet. It's 32. It's verse 5. I think on the sheets it says it's verse 4.
Was that Komar?
Komar Avdecho Yaakov Im Lavan Garti. This is a famous concept, right? We all know Garti is basically a code word for the Taryag Mitzvahs, meaning, we'll read it like this. We're going to go to the verse. I'll read it in English and Hebrew. And we're talking about, he charged them. This is what he said. This is what Yaakov says to the angels to tell Esav. He charged them saying, thus you shall say, to my Lord, to Esav, so said your servant Jacob, I have sojourned with Laban. That's sojourned is the word garti. And I've lingered until now. So the Hebrew is Yitzav Otam, and he commanded them, Lamor, saying, to say, Kotamrun, this is what you should say, La'adoni, Le'esav, to my master, to Esav, Ko'amar Avdecha, so thusly says your slave, your servant, Yaakov, Im Lavan Garti, with Lavan I have dwelt, sojourned, and we're going to see Rashi in a second, and lingered or delayed until now. Okay. So he begins by explaining one of the Pshatim in Rashi. Rashi says, Garti, lo naaseti sarva chashuv elager. What was the message that Yaakov was trying to get across to Esau? That I just sojourned. I was a guy, I was like a wanderer. I was not a very important dignitary or person, but I was a lowly person, but not a toshav, not an upstanding citizen that was able to build up an empire, but kind of a wanderer, a sojourner. That's all I did. And then he says, Devar Acher, Rashi says, alternatively, now this is going to be key, that Rashi brings a whole nother pshat, a whole nother explanation. It says, Garti Taryag Mitzvah Shamarti, that I kept, because the word Taryag and Garti, not only are the same, Gematria, obviously, they're the same letters. So what was the message? That I've kept the mitzvahs, I kept the Torah. Now, the main message of this Kliyakar is going to focus on Devar Acher, the fact that this is two separate explanations. Devar Acher means alternatively. You don't like the first shot, it's not good enough, or it's not solid, so you go to an alternative explanation. So right away the Kliyakar says, Ushnei Prushim Elu Soishim Zezeh. These two explanations are contradictory. They actually are stira. They rub each other the wrong way. They're going against each other. They're in opposite directions. Now, can you see that? If he's coming and saying, look, don't kill me, right? I know you're upset with me, but I'm like a nothing. That's a submission. It's like I'm a nobody. I'm a submitted person into your power and authority. Garti, I kept the mitzvahs. I have something to be proud of. I have a badge of honor on me. But it's a lot deeper than that. Shim Amar, lo neseti sar. So if we're saying the fact that what he was trying to get across, I did not become a great person, an official of any sort. Im kain, bo lifana b'hachna. Then what that message he's trying to come across is one of submission, submissiveness. V'im amar lo, and if he said, hey, Taryag Mitzvah Shamarti, I kept the Torah, Mashma Daraba, that he's a great person. Shishalach lo she'enu yirei mimenu mitzad she'amar Taryag Mitzvahs, that he has nothing to fear from Esau from the fact that he kept the mitzvahs. Interestingly enough, I just want to show one more thing in the Rashi. We're looking at, okay, one second, yeah. I'll read the whole Rashi in the way it's written here in the art scroll. So it starts, Garti, I have sojourned. Lo neseti sarva chashuv. I didn't become a dignitary or a notable. Elager, but just a mere sojourner. Incha kadai, so it doesn't benefit you, lisnoti, to hate me. Al birchat avicha, over the blessing of your father, shibberchani, that he blessed me, havi gavir la'achecha, because it says, be allure to your brothers, and hare lot niskaima bi, that obviously was not, right, I'm not going to lord over you, so if I'm not lording over you, the blessing that he gave me was not worthless, I'm not going to say that, but it didn't become enacted or fulfilled through me. So you have nothing to fear. So Yaakov's coming to him b'hachna'a, in a humble sort of way. Then Rashi says, Davar acher garti b'gamashir tayag. Right away he mentions that the word sojourning is the same as I kept all 613 mitzvahs. Kalomar, im lavan harasha garti, with this evil, you know, person such as Lavan, a tayag mitzvah shamarta, yet I was able to keep these mitzvahs. Lo lamadati ma'asav, I didn't learn from his actions, haroim, his evil actions. Okay, well, I want to show you that because it's actually, I can't find it now. Is it here? We're going to come across it later. But it's two, he's trying to get across, these are two different directions, two different answers to what garti means. Is this clear yet to everybody? Ve'ena b'klal, by saying that I kept all the mitzvahs, it's like he was saying, ain't b'klal, sorry, it doesn't fit into the category, and I think the Rashi on this pasuk is what I wanted to show you. V'haya ka'asher tarid u'parachta ulo. Because over there in chapter 27, here it is, chapter 27, verse 40, verse mem, 27, verse mem, this is what I want to show you. So over here, the Rashi says, like tarid, right? The word is v'hoya kasher tarid. I'll read the whole verse. By your sword you shall live, but your brother shall you serve. Yet it shall be when you will be aggrieved. V'hoya kasher tarid. When you will be aggrieved, you may remove his yoke. Doesn't quote the whole verse here. Uparachta ulo me'al tzavarecha. So right away, the Targum and the Bereishis Rabbah, they're really bothered by the fact, and maybe you should as well. What is the connection? What does it mean when you will be aggrieved? What's the connection to removing his yoke from on your neck? So they explain that they're really, it's very odd. It must be what we're trying to say is that when Israel transgresses and doesn't keep the 613 mitzvahs, then Yaakov is put down and Esav is above him. Okay? When Yaakov keeps the mitzvahs, then Yaakov is on the top and Esav is down below. So if Esav feels that Yaakov is not keeping to the commandments, that's the aggrievement, that's why he's aggrieved, then he can remove Yaakov from upon his neck.
And Rome can destroy the second temple.
Mm-hmm. Is that clear? Because that's going to be very key in this discussion. V'kasha od, and another problem is, why did Yaakov tell these messengers to call Esav my master? V'atzmo evit. So lama karu adoni v'atzmo evit. Right? If we're saying that the pshat on the davar acher, on the alternative one, is I kept the mitzvahs, why is it in the submissive form? V'yeter inyan nehachna'a sh'osolo. Right? There is v'yet...
submission.
Huh?
Yeah.
No, by using these terminologies as Adoni and Evid, it's certainly showing much more of hachna'a, of a humility or a submission to Esau. V'o tema alashon ha'ketuv, and another question, what's very surprising and astounding, is the language, the verse, Shomar Taryag b'lashon garti. Look, what should it have said? I worked with Lavan. He says, I sojourned. So there's something very strong about the message of garti, which is opposite of the hachna'a. So you have these two conflicting Rashis, fine, but he wants to in the end put them together. He's going to go so far out of his way, he's going to say that the words Devar Acher shouldn't even be there. He's going to put them together in a very nice poetic way. And here he starts. Al kein libi oimer v'goimer. My heart says and concludes Shnei Pirushi Melu, that these two distinct alternative answers, Mare Shneim Ke'echad Emes, they appear, both of them, as one truth, meaning they're both sides of the same coin. Lo Kamosh Perish Rashi, Davar Acher. Not like Rashi used these terminology and explained Davar Acher as two totally alternative explanations. What does Devar Acher is Mashma Shklechad Perish B'Fnei Atzmo? When you use the terminology Devar Acher, it implies that each one is a proper answer, standing on its own two feet, not related to the other. V'zeh B'Bir HaInyan SheYakov Shalach LaOmar, and this is clarified in the concept that Yaakov sent to him, saying, "What were the words?" He says, "With love and I sojourn, im lavan garti." Which meant, as Rashi explains, and we understand, lo nesaiti sarva chashuv. I didn't become a great person. Elager, I just remained a sojourner, a wanderer. Lo marlo, what he was saying to him was, shabrachos lo niskaimo bo, that those blessings were not, they were never fulfilled within me, within this this life I lived. Lobo lahachish es aviv v'lasos birchotav plaster chalila. Plaster chalila. But God forbid that Yaakov should say that, contradict his father, and that these brachas were made faulty, or not. They weren't real. They were fake. Elikach amar, but this is what he was saying to Esau. Beirach osi avi, when Abba blessed me, when our father blessed me, hayasavur shani Esav, he actually thought I was you. Now get this. This is what message he's trying to get across to Esav. When Abba blessed me, he thought I was you. Val dat ze beirchani, and it was al dat. It was with this intent in mind, with this knowledge, that he blessed me. And whatever deceit or deception, and I'm going to say under my breath, that you think I did, that didn't benefit me at all. There's no such thing as benefiting from deception. How do we know? It says in Mishle, Lo yicharof remia tzedo. I can open up the whole pasuk, but basically it's basically saying that, you know, you're not going to benefit from any type of deceit. Like the person who catches a pigeon and he wants to roast it, he's not going to get to roast his catch out of deceit. He's not going to benefit from any deceit that he conjures up. Asha ich achil la'aviv la'hasig berachot al yado. Remember, he fed his father. He fed his father through this seeming deceit. So which he fed his father in order to receive and accept the bracha through this deceit. Ein adam nogeya b'muchan l'chavera. This is a very important principle. It's brought down in Yuma, Lamed Ches Amid Bet, that a man will never attain or grasp anything that was intended for someone else. There's no, you know, okay, we call it stealing, but you're not going to benefit from it. It's not going to be your, it'll never be yours. V'hochim kol brachos achar da'at avi. And all the blessings that I received are going after whatever dad had in mind, and he had in mind you. So I did not benefit. There was no bracha that was fulfilled in me. B'dato hayash shayachulu al rosh Esav. That in his mind, this was applicable. It was, this bracha was falling on the head of Esav. Kachi yeah, and that's the way it's going to be. So this is Yaakov's, I'm going to say plea bargain, whatever you want to call it, attempt to get Esav off his back. Don't kill me. What you think? I got your blessings? No, no, no. They were meant for you. They're always meant for you. And
you'll get them.
And you'll get them. No worries. And a proof for this, he calls himself a ger. He was just a sojourner. Lo sarva chashuv, never became an important person. Now, if you want to say, this is like what Yaakov is basically saying to his brother, Yiskaimu bi habrachos umashalo naaseiti sarva chashuv ad yom hazeh, that really the brachas were fulfilled in me. But and whatever that I did not become yet any important person, Hainu Lefi Shalo, turning the page. Lo Kiyam Yesa Torah. You might have thought, that's because I have not yet fulfilled the Torah. Kikach hitna Bishas Kabbalas Brachos. Remember, this was part of the condition at the time of the brachos themselves. When Yitzhak gave the brachos, he meant that the Torah should be fulfilled. Amanas im akayim tariyim mitzvahs. So Yaakov understood that this is only going to happen if I was able to fulfill the mitzvahs. And now we understand when he says, remember we read this before, v'hayakasher tarid, that when one of the brothers would become aggrieved because of the other one not keeping the mitzvahs, v'farachta alulo, then you can remove the yoke from the one who's above.
I would say tarid means fall.
Tarid?
Tarid.
Okay, I mean archgo as aggrieved, but we already meant to understand through the that when aggrievement refers specific to Israel's transgression of the Torah, which would make them unworthy to dominate others. That's the concept there. And it could mean I hear tarid. So we're going on, we're almost finished here. Al Ze'amar, therefore, that's why he says Garti. So what is that message getting across? Hooray, Taryag Mitzvah Shemarti, that it was the Taryag Mitzvah that I have kept. It's not that I didn't keep them yet. I have kept them. And guess what? I still didn't become important. Afa Pikain Lo Neseiti Sarva Chashuv. And I still didn't become an important person. Elevadai Shalo Ahanu Ma'asai. Remember, there's certainly no benefit that I receive from my actions if you claim, as you do, that I was deceiving, because there is no benefit to the deceiver through his deception. And the blessings themselves applied or fell on the head of the one that Yitzhak had in mind at the time of saying these blessings. Therefore, we were using the word garti, hakolel shneim. Kolel shneim meaning both concepts, the hakna'a, and that I kept the mitzvahs, and inyan garut v'inyan tayat, both. The limited lower sphere humility of submission, as well as tayat, keeping the mitzvahs. Meaning to say, Sha'afa pisha tayag mitzvah shamarti, even though I kept all the mitzvahs. Mekom, nevertheless, ger anochi baretz, I still remained a non-important person. Deem lokin, because if that wasn't the case, lama margarti, why would I have used the word garti? This is not the conversation he's having with him, he's having with us. Why would, this is the clear car, why would the word garti be used? Lama margarti. Havile, wouldn't it have been more impressive, more important, or more logical to say, avadati, I worked with Lavan. That's what he did. He really worked with Lavan. Shereba emetaya evid Lavan. What does it mean, he garti? Moya biyoita alehefach mi birchat. That this actually teaches more on the opposite from the blessing. There's another verse, if you look in Kaf Zion, 27, verse 29, it says, Havi gavir l'achicha.
Be the master of your brother.
You will be the lord over your brother. And he wasn't. Ela kedei lahavin min lashon garti. So rather, in order to understand from the actual language that was used, garti is the same letters as taryag. So v'ilo, this is how the Kli Yikar ends off. I don't know if anybody has any questions at this point, but the last line, he says, if I was not afraid of all my associates, all my colleagues, all the other rabbis, maybe that lived before me and will live after me, I would just remove those words alternatively from the word, from Rashi's explanation, because in truth, that you really need both. It's not totally opposites, but one complements the other. Any questions? Okay.
So there's no Madrid here tonight, right?
No.